We got talent we don't even know we got. Hey, man, he played that guitar just fine.
I'm building a bridge.
Thank you, brother.
Across the divide.
Bless them, Lord.
Right, this is like, you know, what you was preaching on in Sunday school. Be not afraid.
Amen. Good.
That's what you gotta be now.
That's right.
Tossed to and tossed to me, somebody listening. I'm a big one. They've lost out at sea. In Jesus and walking, water and talking,
yeah.
Though they had no use if they were afraid.
Bless the Lord.
And Jesus spoke gently, though I am with him, he sees the risks and he said not away.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Good job.
Good job.
Who's that behind me? Who's that behind me?
Brother Wade, we got several songs.
So what?
But we're here to have
songs. I kind of like sitting.
You what?
I kind of like sitting. I tried to throw in somebody for the homecoming. It looked like old Brother Eddie got thrown in. That's all right. Bless the Lord.
Well, I sung this last Sunday, but I had a request to sing it again.
Amen. Bless you, Jesus. Bless the Lord.
Fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
Every single lie that tells me I'll never measure up.
Bless you, baby. Yeah.
I don't know if I can sing after that good singing. Bless her.
Bless her father.
Bless up her. On the Isle of Patmos, a man was cast one day. Yeah. As he was left alone to die, he began to pray.
Yeah.
The Spirit, it fell on him. The Holy Ghost came down. He began to write about the things he saw. The Revelator's name was John.
Amen.
John the Revelator. When he saw Jerusalem coming down, John the Revelator, and when it looked around,
yes,
he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire, heard a great voice saying, come up higher. John the Revelator wrote about the city of God.
Amen.
While in the spirit praying,
thank God.
John turned around to see if the voice that he had heard was what it seemed to be. Then just like many waters, a great trumpet sound, he said, I am the first and the last of the
Revelator.
Yeah. Wrote it down. Yeah. John the Revelator.
Bless the Lord.
Jerusalem coming down. John the Revelator.
Yes.
Right when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire, heard a great voice saying, come up higher.
That's right.
John the Revelator wrote about the city of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Good job, brother. Hey. Good job.
I was taught to sing with a pinch pipe. No music.
Amen. In
the church my mama goes to, with a pinch pipe and no music. They gathered in a circle. The women on one side, the man on the other side. And I can't do it. But they can get it.
Amen. You got a song, Carolyn?
Rita's going to have
one. Come on.
Brenda's got one she wants to sing.
All right.
I'll do that.
Yeah. Damn. Sing your song. Make sure you sing your song.
Right. Hallelujah.
Ed wanted me to sing this.
Amen.
And I will try. I don't know. I'm trying to find. I've got the words. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I would be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand. But I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Amen.
I thought that I would make Jesus my own. When I'm in trouble, on him I'll call.
That's right.
I thought of myself as a mighty big person, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Amen.
I can't even walk,
yes, the Lord,
without you holding my hand.
That's right.
The mountains too high,
right,
and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, I learned to stand.
That's right.
Because I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Amen. Good job,
everybody.
Good job. Brother,
I need to testify.
All right. We might have church here before it's over.
I
want to
thank the Lord God for saving my soul.
Amen.
My mother told me I got saved when I was a little girl.
Bless
I
her.
Didn't remember none of it.
Bless her.
But I remember when I was 37 years old, God saved my soul.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful.
Bless you.
Y'all pray for my husband. He's in such a bad shape.
We are, okay. We are praying for him. We're praying for you. We're going to keep it up, too.
We've been married 41 years, and he's been the best husband I could ever have.
Good.
He's been with me through thick and thin. He knew when we married that I had polycystic kidneys.
Bless you.
I have a nephew that's in Rover Correctional Center in LaGrange, Kentucky. He got 10 years.
Bless her. Bless her.
And he's a good kid. I know it sounds awful, but he's, I mean, for him to be in prison and a good kid, he don't carry a weapon. He's not mean. He's one of the sweetest kids you ever want to meet, but he's on meth. And so they're going to assess him and try to get him into a rehab.
Yeah.
Y'all pray for my husband much. He
bless
shakes
her,
so
Lord.
Bad that he can't do nothing.
Bless her. It'll be all right.
The people of this church knows Paul Mark, and they know that we don't have kids.
Bless her.
He's the other than getting saved. He's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Amen.
And if y'all don't mind, while he's not able, I want to come back to church here.
You come right on.
I love these people. And bless he resigned because his health was so bad.
Yes.
Bless her.
Bless her.
I'm looking at dialysis again, but that's okay.
Bless her.
God will be with me the whole time.
Bless
you. They're going to talk to me about going back on the donor list.
Yes.
And here's how I feel. I've had 31 years of my transplant, same one. I wouldn't have had the life I had if I hadn't gotten it.
Yeah.
Bless you, Kay.
I've been places, I've seen things, I've done things I never got to do had I not got it. And I'm going to live every day like it's my best day.
Hey, amen. Amen. Bless you, Kay.
Bless her. You know, amen. I'd like to back that up myself. I was sitting there just listening to Sister Brenda sing, God hold my hand.
Yeah.
You know, God's been trying to get a hold of mine again.
Bless you, Rita.
But I just keep it tighter at my side.
Yeah. Bless you, Rita.
Because of sinful things.
Bless the Lord.
But you know, all of us sin every day.
Oh, yeah.
And I know before I leave that I'm going to sin again.
Bless the Lord.
But I know I'm where I need to be today.
Amen.
Amen. People,
I agree.
I felt the Spirit right when I walked in and come home today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I had someone to ask me for an unspoken prayer request today. It don't matter if you all know who it is. God knows.
Bless you, Rita.
That's right.
Amen.
And my family needs prayer. I need prayer for strength.
Amen.
God give me strength.
Yes.
That I always want to be the fix-it person.
Bless you.
And my body's tired.
Bless you.
I don't need to keep trying to fix everybody, which I do it myself. It's what I've always done. It's
bless
a habit.
Right.
But now I want to let go of that habit. And it's not easy to do when it's your family members.
Amen, sister.
But I just ask that you all pray that God will help me to learn to say no about things.
Amen.
That I don't have to do. I just jump up and do it to think, well, I won't bother them with it. They don't have to do it. I know how to do it. I can do it.
Bless
but I got to give it to them. I'd like to ask you to uplift my grandson today. He's been through so much. God knows what I'm talking about. My daughter's been through a lot. We all have. It's been a hard 15 months for me, but today is a new day he's gave me.
Amen.
And I thank you, God, that you died on that cross for my
Amen.
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 Good to be here.
Bless you, Rita. It's good to have you.
You know, there sits a lady right back there.
Yeah.
She, Tammy, she gives it all she's got to. She,
yeah.
She pours her heart out.
Amen.
Now you can take me out to the grave.
Bless them, Lord.
And you can lay this on my body down. But on that first resurrection morning, I'm going to come up, come up, come up out of that ground.
Hey, girls.
Come on.
Bless the Lord.
And it hurts me every day that he's left us.
Bless.
But I know he's in a better place. And when I sing that song, I sing it more today knowing that one day he's going to get us out of that ground right there.
Amen.
He already feels better than he's ever
felt. Amen.
Because God gave us that promise.
Bless you. That's
right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't sing that again. Sing it again.
We're here to have church.
Hey, man, I'm right with you. Kind of loving every minute of it.
Break today, brother.
Well, get up with him, Eric. Hallelujah.
Eric's feeling good this morning.
Make sure Sharon's microphone's working. He got her turned down a little. Hey, Carolyn, check Sharon's mic out over there.
Go test over. Okay, it's on now.
There you go, we got her now.
Oh, gosh.
Bless the Lord.
Now you can take me out to the graveyard.
Bless the Lord.
You can lay somebody down. I'm gonna come up out of the grave.
Bless the Lord.
This dew from
Sydney. One more. Bless the Father.
Let the Spirit keep flowing.
Hey, amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Well, every minute of it.
This song is
Joanne, I know you're listening. This song is for you.
Yeah,
she does, sir. Mm-hmm. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Here's the Lord.
Here's the Lord.
Service like this.
Amen.
I don't know if you can even find one or not.
That's right.
Man. Man, oh man, oh man. Wow.
I'll get certain things on.
It's always good to be in God's house, be in God's presence. I'll tell you what, buddy, it's been good to be here. And I'm probably not going to preach the message that I was going to preach this morning, but I was going to extend the message and what I'm going to mention here in just a minute. You know, I like visitation. I like what Sister Katie said. She said we sing by the, what is it, by the tone or?
Oh yeah, pitch pipe.
By the pitch pipe. Now, I can't sing a lick. But my pastor said over here, he said, we sing by the letter, everybody can let her go. I can do that. I can do that kind of singing.
Amen.
I like bowl, people that can sing, people that want to sing, people that say, can I sing? I like that.
That's right.
Now, don't worry about old Brother Ed. I'm here to have church. Amen.
Amen, brother.
I'm not going to leave you without some word. Amen. We're going to have some word. But I'll tell you right now, our Savior deserves worship.
Yes, He does.
I want you to know there was some worship here this morning.
Yes, Lord.
I like it. Sister Rita got up there. She said, I've been asked to sing this song.
Yeah.
And just as soon as she sung it, I knew why. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Woo!
That's right.
Man, here comes somebody else. Can I sing? I said, absolutely, please.
That's do right.
Yeah. One thing I don't want to do, and that's get in the way.
No.
Try my best to stay out of the way. Amen.
Amen.
And I work on that pretty hard. I don't want to get in the way. I want the Lord to have the preeminence.
That's right.
I'm going to say something here probably ain't going to go over too good. But most preachers are so full of themselves
Amen.
That they can't get out of the way.
Amen.
We've got to let the Lord have the preeminence. He wants to hear His children sing. He wants to hear His name lifted up. Our little Eric over shouting, Amen!
That's right.
I just got right in there with him, amen.
That's
I mean,
right.
Daddy, listen.
Come on.
Lift him up. He said, when I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me.
Yeah.
Amen.
This is good. Real good. Oh, my. Hallelujah. I was wanting to preach this message today, but you come back next Sunday, you'll find out what it was, amen. I'm just going to read something that I intended to throw in this message. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus said the very last verse. He said, verily, I say unto you, there shall be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom. That's quite a statement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Amen.
And after 6 days, I'm in verse chapter 17, verse 1, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. That's what we were just in.
Right.
High mountain apart. Amen.
Amen.
And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun. And his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Isaiah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it's good for us to be here.
That's right. Amen.
Woo! If thou wilt. You know, sometimes Baptists don't know what to do. Like I just a while ago, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, I'm like Peter here. Lord, if you want me to, I'll do anything. But if thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Isaiah. While he yet spake, you know, sometimes we don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we don't know what to do, one spake. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye Him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. We'll stop right there. I just want to comment on these passages just a little. Father, we thank You, Lord, for what we've just experienced. Thank You for the liberty. Oh my, thank You, Lord, for the tears that Rita shed upon the altar.
Yes.
Thank You, Lord, Father, for the hands that have been raised. Thank You, Father, for the songs that have been sung.
Yes, Lord.
Thank You, Lord, what we felt in our heart, Lord, as we were here enjoying this moment.
Yes.
Thank You, Lord, we can't go like Peter, James, and John did, but Lord, we can go to the house of God.
That's right.
Lord, You can show up. Just like You did to Peter, James, and John. Lord, we thank You for what You've already done. We thank You for what You're going to do.
Yes.
Lord, we stand amazed at Your grace. We just want to give You praise and glory.
Yes.
or whatever you want to do, Lord. We just want to touch just a little bit, Lord. Lord, with the time that we have remaining on what we've just read, and ask your help. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I don't know whether to even title this message or not, but if I did, I'd call it the Mountaintop Experience. You see, everyone could have been here this morning, and probably a lot of people, if they're watching online, probably wish they were here. I'm just glad that I was here, and maybe you're glad that you were here just to be able to sit here and feel what we felt here today and to know where it came from.
Amen. Thank you.
I pulled in this morning, and Rita pulled in behind me. I didn't even know it was even Rita. There was a 2-liter bottle out there in the driveway, and I was just going to jump out and get it. I was running late already, and I thought, well, I'll just pull over and get that 2-liter RC bottle out there in the driveway before it makes a mess. And Rita come on in here, and I seen her get out and head on in the house of God, and I said, hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, I'm not used to me pulling in the driveway and somebody pulling in behind me. She pulled in right behind me. Welcome sight. She come in the house of God, and man, I couldn't wait to get in here myself, brother Ed. And I come in here, and here's Kay.
Woo!
I already tell her, hey, baby, say it, amen.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
she grabbed me and hugged me and says, all right, I said, all right, amen. I'm going to tell you right now, you can't hardly mess up in that kind of environment, amen.
Amen.
I mean, Rita been trying to get back in charge of Kay. She said, I just had to come.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, everybody can't go up to the mountain, Brenda, and she showed up. I had to give her a hug.
Amen.
I've been trying to get her to come. She said she'd been fighting the devil. We all do.
Yes,
I was sitting on your brother and suffering the same affliction. This morning, Brother Denny, I woke up 3 o'clock, that old flesh.
Yeah.
And we all have to deal with that old flesh. That old flesh said, Eddie, roll over and sleep a little while longer. And I don't set alarm clock. I get up early every morning anyway. I rolled over and then I didn't get up to 5. And I jumped, I'm talking about stepping on dogs and everything. Got in there and got my Bible out and got to studying a little and praying a little and seeking God. And this really wasn't the message, but it was something that I was going to put in the message just to kind of fill in a little bit.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Now, there's a whole lot more to this than what we're thinking here. You see, they got to see what everybody wants to see.
That's right.
Jesus said there's some standing here that won't taste death.
Amen, that's right.
Amen.
Till they see the kingdom of God come.
Yeah, that's right.
And they see Jesus, he's transfigured. He's in his glory. And they look at him, I mean, they're like me, I don't know what to do. I'm sitting there seeing a sight that only few are able to see. And you know what? They didn't know what to do, and I don't neither. But boy, oh boy, what they experienced on that mountain, they
Amen.
Saw Jesus transfigured in his kingdom body, and they saw it. Amen.
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 You know what else they saw? They saw Moses.
Yeah.
Moses died. But you know what he's doing? He's representing those that's going to get up.
Hey!
He didn't just die. God buried him, had his funeral. Amen. Nobody knew where his grave was. God did.
Yeah, that's right.
God knew where his grave was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they saw Moses.
Yeah.
Here he is. He's died. He's transfigured.
Yeah.
He's glowing pretty good too, Brother Eric.
Amen.
So they see Jesus here in his kingdom glorified body. Wouldn't it be something? Had you like been there, Bonnie? Wouldn't that
have
been something? I mean, I ain't got much hair, but I'm sure what little bit of hair I got from it. You know, it's more bad than that. We're about being late this morning. We're about fixing my hair. You know that? Just wash it, drive the town, go. Amen. No comb needed. I used to part it, now it's the party. So they saw Moses, which represented people that have died in the Lord. The world said, where are they gone? God said, no, they ain't. They just going to be there for a little while.
That's right.
Moses represents the kingdom of God and the fact that those that died in faith looking forward to the kingdom of Hey, I see that, brother.
Yeah.
Amen.
They don't understand Jesus and his glorified body. I mean, here he is. But he's glowing. I mean, he's white.
Yeah.
They see him, and he's transfigured, he's glowing. Man, he's got his robes of righteousness on,
yeah.
And there he is, amen. And they haven't died yet, but they're seeing things, but they weren't going to see until they die. They're seeing what is still alive, amen.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Oh, my. The Bible tells us about people that have died in the Lord,
yeah.
That we're not to sorrow as others which have no hope. Even them that sleep in Christ Jesus will God bring with him when he comes. He's coming.
Yeah,
I mean, the world may not want to receive it, but whether they want to receive it or not, he's still coming.
Right.
He said, and how do you think not? He's coming. Amen.
Right.
And when he comes, I'm leaving.
Amen.
I'm talking about I ain't lingering. If they ever have dragged me by the hand, Billy Ed, I wish I could do a pre-rapture. I'd get halfway there right now.
Amen.
Moses represents that bunch.
Yeah.
It's looking for the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Old Brother Harvey out here. Yeah. We see Harvey next time.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't gonna look like he did down here.
No, he ain't.
Right.
He's gonna have a little bit of a glow to him, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Karen out there, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
She's gonna look better than she ever looked.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, praise God, Jesus come back, he ain't come alone, amen.
That's right.
When the kingdom of God comes, hallelujah, we're leaving, and the world's going to have their own little pity party down here because they missed the boat, amen, and they're left behind.
Yeah.
Listen, what about that other guy?
That's right.
Elijah.
Amen.
You know what he pictures? Them that didn't die.
Yeah.
Them that was translated.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it talks about in a moment. In the twinkle of an eye. That's how fast I'm going to get out of here.
That's right. Right.
Said this corruption ain't no fun to hurt his sister Katie. This whole corruption.
Right.
It's going to put on incorruption.
Amen.
This old mortal.
Bless him, Lord.
It's going to put on immortality. I ain't got no ears underneath my shirt, but I got Jesus in my heart.
Amen. Amen.
Woo!
That's right.
He that hath the Son hath life.
Yeah.
He that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
Yeah.
Wrath of God abides upon him. I got Jesus in my heart.
Amen.
This mortal go put on immortality. Amen. No more kidney dialysis. No more gout, Kay. No more pain.
That's right.
And no more. Amen. It's gonna be no more.
Amen.
How I'm like having a flat tire, brother.
Right.
Brother Mitch, I hurt so much now I can't even get down.
Amen.
Jack the plan to get the tire off. Amen. No more hurt. No more pain. Here Elijah is. He pictures those that got to bypass death. He didn't get to have a funeral for Elijah.
That's right.
Elijah just saw him going up.
That's it.
Hey, and you know, one of these days, the world's going to see me going up. Elisha, he saw Elijah throw his mantle down. I ain't going to do that. I'm getting out of here, buddy.
Amen.
Going to get up, out of here. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
But Elijah was taken up by a whirlwind.
Yeah.
A flaming chariot and horses parted Elisha and Elijah as they walked.
Yeah.
Now, Brother Mitchell, we're going to be walking down here, maybe at Walmart,
amen.
I don't know. But I know one thing, something's going to part.
Right.
We're out of here.
Amen.
I've heard a few trumpets, but this last trumpet's going to sound, and when it sounds, I'm leaving out of here.
Amen.
But all three our representative in that Trinity on that mountain, and if that ain't enough, then God shows up.
Yeah. Right.
Starts bragging on his Son. Amen.
Right.
He said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased."
Amen.
He said, "Hear ye him." Amen.
Amen.
I've been listening to Jesus now for 33 years.
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Everything he's had to say has been good. I can't even do no wrong, Rita.
That's right.
I've tried. I can't even do no wrong. You know what he does?
Mm-hmm.
He just looks over all my faults. I don't care. I still love him.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. I deserve hell. He's still going to give me heaven. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, my. When I look in my mirror, how terrible a sight. But when God looks at me, buddy, all He sees is love.
Amen.
The blood and that Passover lamb, His Son Jesus, takes care of all my sins, takes care of all my faults, my failures, everything that I've messed up down here. Praise God, it's covered by the blood.
That's right. Amen.
Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am.
You're right.
That's all I need
That's
to be.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I measure things all the time with a tape measure. Sometimes, Larry, they come up short.
Right.
But you know what? With God, I never come up short.
That's right.
I'm complete in Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
I couldn't make it. You know, I come short of the glory of God every time I tried. It wasn't making. But me plus Jesus and Calvary took it all away. Hey, I'm complete in Him. He's going to present me one day without spot, without blemish, in His presence with exceeding joy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
He's the only one I know can do that.
Amen.
Oh, my. But for the joy that was set before Him.
Yes.
He was willing to endure the shame.
Mm-hmm.
Endure the suffering, despising the shame. Mm-hmm. He went to the cross, bearing my name.
Yeah.
He put on my crown of thorns so that I could put on His heavenly crown.
Right.
We're all going to wear a crown. I don't want to elaborate on the crown. I don't even want a crown. I'm just glad, praise God, that He kept up. They kept pursuing me. And finally there was a day that I, like the prodigal son, I come to myself and said, I'm going to the Father's house. Amen. He's got bread in the spirit.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I've been feasting pretty good at the Master's table. Bread and fish on the fire. Never, no want. The psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd.
Right.
He said, I shall not want. He said, He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me green pastures. He restored my soul.
Mm-hmm.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
Amen.
Right, right.
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me.
Amen.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. You think you do any good? My cup runneth over.
That's right.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, and they do. All the days of my life, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Listen, beloved, no matter how bad it gets down here, no matter how tough it gets, brother, no matter how many times the devil tries to sift you like wheat, it's going to get better.
Yes, that's right.
We're going to a better place.
Amen.
Oh my. We're going to have better bodies. Hey, we're going to have better everything. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I mean, I've made a lot of trades. My son, I gave him a 30-30 lever action Marlin rifle with a high powered scope, a strap, I mean shells and everything. You know what he did, Brother Eric? Trade it to a dog. Now he's young, he didn't know no better, but I'm just as bad. I made some of them trades when I got home with them. I'm sitting there thinking, what was I thinking?
That's right.
Let me tell you this. The best trade I ever made was 33 years ago, April 27th, 1988. I traded my rights for the riches of heaven. I traded, amen, dirt highways and filth for streets of gold and walls of jasper. I want you to know it was the best trade I ever made.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh my. Thank God for a place called heaven.
Amen.
Jesus said, John 14:2, He said, I'll go away to prepare a place for you. He's been working on this place. You know he was a carpenter when he was down here, don't you? Son of a carpenter.
Yeah, that's right.
His stepdad, Joseph, was a carpenter. He was a carpenter by trade. Buddy, I'm just trying to imagine what a mansion looks like that the master carpenter made.
Right.
I've seen a lot of beautiful things down here. I got a feeling we ain't going to see anything that's going to compare to what we're going to see when we get there. The best illustration I know of that is a woman, the Queen of Sheba. I like Brenda when she was singing that song.
Yeah.
She put that pronoun in there, person, instead of man. And I like that. But you know what, dude? But this Queen of Sheba, she come a long way to see King Solomon. She heard about him. And I guess the trip wasn't too pleasant. She probably didn't feel too good. But when she got there, the Bible said she proved him with hard questions. He answered every single one of them. You know, that's one thing about God. He will answer every single question if you're bringing it to him. And after all of the questions were answered, here's what she said. She said, when I heard the report, she said, I came, and she said, I come to see. And she said, all I know, said, about what I've seen of your men and everything in your kingdom, she said, I ain't been told. I guess that's a pretty good way to sum up heaven. Half ain't been told. Okay, I've heard people sing about heaven. I've heard people talk about coming back. I can't imagine coming back. But if I ever get up, I promise you this, I ain't coming back.
Amen.
No way.
Amen.
This is going to stay. I'm not going to visit. I'm going to stay. Amen. Hallelujah. But anyway, when we get there, we'll probably be like the Queen of Sheba. It'll say the half hasn't been told. Thank God. But he came down in our likeness.
That's right.
Took upon himself our sins. Took our sins to the cross. And as the Lamb of God which he was, that died for the sins of the whole world, his blood, he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. The Father saw the blood of his Son, the Lamb of God, and the Father said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over. And Christ, our Passover Lamb, was crucified for us. And amen. That mountain experience. I'm headed to the mountain.
That's right.
I'm going. I'm going to see more than Peter, James, and John saw.
That's right.
Well, they thought that was a pretty good place to be. But where I'm going, it is a good place to be.
Yes.
And we're not going to have to come down.
That's right.
We're going to get to stay. Amen.
Right. Stay there.
Father, thank you for the thought. Lord, just a nugget. But I thank you, Lord, how you've put this word together. The more we can look, and the more we look, the more we see, and the more we see, the more we understand the great things of God. Lord, bless your children, Lord, here today. It sure has been good to be here.
Yes.
Thank you for this service. Thank you, Lord Father, for what we've heard, what we've felt, what we've seen. Lord, it's been good.
Amen.
Bless, I pray, to remain this service in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I'd like to get Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon, maybe sing one verse of invitation to him. I'd like to ask y'all to stand. I don't never know what God's doing. I know.